A question for you. Can successful grazing and nature conservation be achieved hand in hand? Or are they mutually exclusive? I ask because the future of close to 80 grazing leases hangs on a vote that's soon due in Queensland Parliament. You see, the state government plans to introduce amendments to the Nature Conservation Act. It's seeking to change rolling term grazing leases on areas of special conservation value or national park reserves to change them to term leases. Effectively, that means it would make it much harder for graziers to get their lease renewed.
What we're saying is that national parks are the highest conservation land we manage.
The Queensland Environment Minister is Stephen Miles.
It's a question of the impact that grazing has on the ecosystem. These are our most pristine locations, and the scientific evidence is that grazing is inconsistent with the kind of conservation we want to see on those national parks.
The government's argument is that the amendments will enable what they term incompatible leases to be phased out. The changes will also remove the right to appeal the decision. The minister is adamant the government's approach is reasonable.
All we're saying is that those leases, as they come up, will be assessed. So they come up over coming decades. But the most important message is the vast bulk of graziers who are not on national parks, they're on state forests. There is no intention, there is no change to the policy approach there.
But peak broadacre lobby group AgForce isn't convinced of the government's rationale. AgForce President Grant Maudsley.
Everyone who signs those leases knew that the tenure was the tenure. It wasn't freehold or GHBL. However, it doesn't make it any fairer when you run a good business, you've soundly managed the resource, you know, you've kept it in good condition, looked after it. It's an integral part of your business.
So you'd prefer to see the majority of these leases renewed by the sound of that?
Well, case by case is probably the way it needs to be done, you know. What are the biodiversity values like in those parks? It's certainly an issue that it's not an easy one. I mean, if your business is right in the middle of this change, you know, with 12 months' notice, that's no good.
Another who is sceptical of the government's approach is David Kempton, a lawyer and the former LNP state member for Cook in the state's far north.
Just historically, these leases were over timber reserves and state forests, and some of them have been there for over 100 years.
Mr. Kempton took the government to court in the mid-2000s on behalf of a number of clients who were then told their lease would not be renewed.
All the cases that I took on, we were successful in getting the leases renewed. But what's really interesting about this, it is not inconsistent with the Nature Conservation Act to grant a Land Act lease over a national park, provided it accords with the management principles. So the management principles of a national park are good management of the ecosystem. This is a political move to grab land, to put it into under-resourced national parks to meet a promise to the Greens.
He says the government needs to show better evidence of the need to lock up the land as national parks.
If they're going to turn it into national park, they have to be honest about this and undertake an environmental assessment to make sure that the areas that they want to protect actually need protection and that there's some kind of damage going on there as a result of its current use. This is a 60 farming families that are going to be put off leases that they've had, as I said, in some cases for 100 years.
Given the current numbers in Queensland Parliament, the government will need the support of the crossbenchers, either Billy Gordon or the two Katters Australian Party MPs, to pass the amendments. Rob Katter says he won't be supporting the move.
We've been working well to defend the rights. There's about 70 leaseholders, I think, that are going to eventually be chucked off their lease because of this, and it all just comes back to that same issue, Craig, that I think anyone out bush realises is that, you know, by and large, the primary producers are better custodians of the land than national parks. It'll be something we'll be fighting the government on and opposing and working with Lawrence Springborg and in opposition to try and stop.
The state member for Mount Isa, Robbie Katter, speaking to me about the government's planned amendments to the Nature Conservation Act.